Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode number 169 of Superhero Deep Dive. As always, I am Jason, your host, and I want to thank you for being on this journey with me as it comes to an end in just a couple more episodes. Tell you what, let me get the disclaimer out of the way. We'll do some house cleaning and we will get into it. So, the information is pulled from different sources across the internet and may or may not be completely complete, but they do give a really good insight on the current superhero. You can catch me every Tuesday and Thursday throughout the day on Outworld Fleet Radio. Their website is outworldfleetradio.online. You can catch me on X and Instagram under Super Deep Dive, YouTube under Superhero Deep Dive, or the TN2M Shows channel, where I will be posting superhero meme reviews. And I also post, every so often, I do a sit-down stand-up comedy show. So check that out. Make sure you subscribe, all that good stuff. And if you ever want to email me, you are more than welcome to. It's b4itall@yahoo.com. Okay, so this week I'm going to be covering Boom Boom, Tabitha Smith from X-Men, New Mutants, X-Force, all that good stuff fame. So before I get into her, let me get my house cleaning done. So this is episode 169. Next week I have the, I guess, final actual superhero-oriented superhero deep dive. Then episode 171, I will be doing my series finale. I will still be airing on Outworld Fleet Radio. I will still have the episodes up on my YouTube channel under Superhero Deep Dive. So if you ever wanted to go back, you're more than welcome to. I'm still active. I just am cutting off the podcast, or cutting off this series, and I am moving to my friend's channel called TN2M Shows, which is Talk Nerdy to Me, where we have things like a Bogus or Bonafide series. We have wrestling meme reviews. I'm actually going to be doing superhero memes on a weekly basis, and we have this really cool thing is called sit down stand up comedy, where it's basically a stand up comedy set. So I encourage you all to like, comment, check that out. It's a lot of fun. We do a lot of really good things. Okay, with that being said, let's talk about Boom Boom, Tabitha Smith. She is infamous in the 90s because she had someone did a bikini rendering of her that kind of took everything by storm at the time. It just, for whatever reason, it just worked. But Tabitha Smith was born in Roanoke, Virginia, which is cool. That's a small town. Never would have expected Roanoke, which is my current town, never would have expected them to have their own superhero. And I don't think a lot of people realize that they do. But born in Roanoke, Virginia, and is depicted as a rebellious but normal teenager and the daughter of divorced parents in her first appearance. Her mutant powers manifest at age 13, and her parents immediately show their disgust, with her father even taking his frustrations out on her. Running away from home, she gives herself the alias Time Bomb and meets the cosmic entity known as the Beyonder. He brings her to Charles Xavier, headmaster of the School for Gifted Youngsters, who ignores her to combat the Beyonder. Before she can delete herself over the second rejection, the Beyonder stops her, taking her with him on his cosmic trip. The Beyonder confronts the Celestials and, at her behest, returns Tabitha to Earth. She helps the Avengers ambush the Beyonder and leaves the battlefield when she learns that the Beyonder felt betrayed by the actions of his only friend. And when she was younger, she once unknowingly crossed paths with James Proudstar when they attended the same roadside carnival as children. That's a hell of an introduction to her. Like, that's crazy. Like, she gets discovered by the Beyonder, this massive cosmic being. She meets Celestials. She gets rejected and ignored by Xavier. This is like her origin story. Like, what the hell? All right. Anyways, living on the streets, Tabitha becomes involved with Maurice, Tiger, and Tanini, and after he threatens her and deletes her friend Gina, she uses her powers to take care of him. Then, the villain known as the Vanisher recruits her for his band of thieves called the Fallen Angels, and she officially takes on the codename Boom Boom. She eventually betrays the Vanisher, calling in the help of X-Factor, with whom she stays with afterwards. Tabitha's former teammate in the Fallen Angel, the alien Ariel, kidnaps the angels and takes them to her home where they are experimented on by her planet scientist. Ultimately, she can't go through with the plan and helps them escape. The angels return to Earth and go their separate ways. Tabitha is kidnapped by the Right, an anti-mutant organization, and Tabitha, X-Factor, and the other mutants regain their freedom afterwards. When X-Factor, Ward's Artie Maddox, and Leech are kidnapped by Nastris' demons, Tabitha joins her fellow X-Factor trainees in a mission to rescue them. Taking the situation less seriously than the others, Tabitha is quick to pronounce the five of them the newest super mutant team in town, and pick out costumes for them all. They adopt the name Exterminators, because that is exactly what you want young recruits to be called, right? Like, that is perfect. Now, following two successful team-ups with the New Mutants, Tabitha and some members of the Exterminators, Rusty, Skids, and Richter, join the group. During her time with the New Mutants, Tabitha falls in love with their teammate Cannonball, and when the team is transported to the mythical realm of Asgard, it is partially through Tabitha that the team is able to foil a plot to take out Odin. There, she becomes close friends with the wolf prince Himari. And I'm probably pronouncing that wrong, and I'm sorry. But they encounter the man known as Cable, and he starts to mentor the team. Tabitha starts to gain greater control of her powers, and is later captured by Strife and the Mutant Liberation Front, but is rescued afterwards. During the Extinction Agenda crossover, in which the country of Genosha attacks mutants in the United States, the Genoshian magistrates kidnap Boom Boom and her teammates Richter, Wolfbane, and Warlock, transporting them to Genosha. The incident receives international coverage, and Tabitha's father is interviewed, still voicing his disgust over his daughter. Although stripped of her powers, she and Richter escape, but Warlock does not survive. On the streets of Genosha, Richter and Tabitha meet Jubilee, and Tabitha and Jubilee's similar attitudes clash. They eventually make their way to the Genosian Citadel, where the X teams gather, and defeat Cameron Hodge, who orchestrated the entire ordeal. Once returned to the United States, Tabitha spreads the ashes of her friend Warlock over the grave of her best friend, or over his best friend, Doug Ramsey. The New Mutant team, under the continued tutelage of Cable, is formed into X-Force. The team undergoes a revamp, employing new, more aggressive methods, and during this time, Tabitha acts on her crush on Cannonball, and the two have a relationship. Although she questions the team's new methods, Tabitha sticks with the team, rechristening herself Boomer. She battles the Brotherhood of Evil Mutants alongside her new team in one of their early missions. And following the attempted taking out of Professor X, mutual distrust places X-Force in conflict with the X-Men and X-Factor, and X-Force is later apprehended. The reason that is because with that attempted taking out of Professor X, Strife did it, but Strife is like a clone of Cable, so everyone thought Cable was behind it for the longest time, because that's how comic books work. So there you go. That's why there's distrust and there's anxiety between them. All right, Cannonball arranges for the team to be temporarily released, so they can help take down their archenemies, the Mutant Liberation Front. Among the MLF are two of Boomer's former Exterminator and New Mutant teammates, Rusty and Skids, who breaks Boomer's jaw. Dang, that's a bit rough. After X-Force's names are cleared, Tabitha is confronted by Cannonball's ex-girlfriend Leela Cheney, who gives the couple her blessing. Showing how serious he is, Cannonball takes Tabitha along for a vacation on his family's farm. During the stay, they are confronted by the Games Master and the Upstarts and team up with the New Warriors to defeat them. Now, when he takes her to the family farm, from Roanoke, Virginia, that's not that big of a environment change. Just letting you know. In Roanoke, if you don't have a farm, you know people that do. So it's not that big of a difference. All right, eventually the team's headquarters is blown up twice, and without a home, the team moves back into Xavier's mansion. Shortly after, Cannonball graduates and becomes an X-Men member, and their relationship waters down. Seeking comfort, Tabitha spends most of her time caring for the lobotomized Sabretooth, also confiding in him. Her teammates attempt an unsuccessful intervention in that. Now, Sabretooth later reveals that he was faking the entire ordeal. However, and fully healed, escapes by deceiving Tabitha into destroying his bonds. In his escape, he eviscerates the X-Men Psylocke, who barely survives her wounds. In an effort to deal with the guilt from this incident, Tabitha travels home to visit her father. The two reconcile, but in a fight with Sebastian Shaw and Holocaust, her father is critically injured. With more guilt on her mind, Tabitha underwent a radical change, renaming herself Meltdown. Designing a new costume and gaining better control of her powers, along with a more brash and assertive attitude, this new attitude is displayed by Meltdown when she fights the Blob, threatening to take him out, and eventually having two time bombs explode near his eardrums. That's kind of crazy, because then his whole equilibrium is off, he can't hear. Yeah, that's kind of crazy. With Cannonball spending his time with the X-Men, Tabitha grows closer to Sunspot, and they begin a short-lived fling. Now, the thing about this is, for a while, Sunspot and Cannonball were like best friends, so that's kind of messed up. Cannonball finds out about this and is initially angry, but reconciles with both his friends, rejoining X-Force in the process. After an incident in which the High Evolutionary shut off all mutant powers, Tabitha and Cannonball come close to rekindling their relationship. In the meantime, the sudden power loss really hit home for Cannonball, as to just how little they had been doing lately to help mutant kind. He got back in touch with Pete Wisdom, and later they devised a plan for reactivating X-Force as a covert strike team. Meltdown, along with Warpath and Bedlam, agreed to enter into this new arrangement, and they took up residence in an abandoned Nevada Hulkbuster base for extensive retraining for martial combat and the use of their powers. In particular, Tabitha learned how to redirect the explosive force of her power into streams of guided energy, and was also heavily trained in computer hacking and manipulating digital information. That's kind of a good skill to have nowadays, right? Alright, the revamped X-Force fought the Shadow Wars that the other people couldn't even see against the likes of Meat Spore Stormtroopers, mutagenic bioreactors, and assassins who carried the mutant gene for taking out people. Is there a gene for that? Okay. Anyways, after she almost lost Sam, which is Cannonball, to that last threat, Meltdown confessed that she couldn't bear to see him die, and the two of them became lovers again. While most of their missions were successful, they weren't without their share of troubles. Wisdom was apparently taken out on their first mission back in San Francisco since leaving, and on two separate occasions, their enemies tried to take them out in massive explosions. The team's undercover status turned out to be a weakness, though, for some new organization consisting of mutants that wanted to get rich and famous thought the name was up for grabs. After buying legal rights to use X-Force as their name, the group went public and soon became popular. When the original X-Force learned of this, they came out of hiding and confronted the new guys about the name and violating the original concept behind the team, but it was already too late. Apparently, the original X-Force disbanded after this, retreating from their recent hardcore offensive stance on mutant issues, and Sam and Tabitha also went their separate ways. When Cable discovers hints regarding the existence of a revamped Weapon X program, one designed to use mutants to hunt down and in turn other mutants, he creates an organization to investigate the program and the existence of its internment camp, Neverland. He dubs the organization the Underground and invites Meltdown to join his elite group. Ultimately, Cable's Underground group was formed, or is joined by Weapon X against Brent Jackson, who hopes to stage a coup against the project's director and has formed his own resistance group with the fellow agents Washout, Marrow, Wildchild, and Sauron, who we covered Wildchild just a couple weeks ago. Wasn't that great? We also covered Marrow as well earlier in a previous deep dive, and she is awesome. But Jackson betrays the Underground team, however, after the coup was successful, and alters wipes their memories of the event. Sometime thereafter, Cable learns of another threat to mutant kind, the voracious creatures known as the Scorn, a creature that was going to threaten Earth. He gathers and reunites X-Force to deal with them. Meltdown is among the former members he recruits, and while both Cannonball and Sunspot are also involved in the conflicts, Tabitha's feelings for either weren't even brought up. However, she reveals to have learned a new trick with her mutant powers when she channeled one of her time bombs through Shatterstar's blade straight into the chest of a seemingly unbeatable opponent. After the Scorn is also defeated, some of X-Force remain together, assisting Cable on Providence, an island nation he created, and afterwards, she helps them attack the headquarters of the Black Box, though the occupant turns out to be a robot. Tabitha is one of the few mutants who actually retains their powers during the events of M-Day, and shortly afterwards, after an initial period of wild arrogance, Tabitha mellows out and settles back into her earlier, more bubbly personality, developing a tendency to use chatroom-like shorthand when speaking out, such as OMG, ZOMG, I don't even know what that one is, and oh noes, as she begins to start saying tick, 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 boom when using her powers. Tabitha grows her hair long, issues her codename, and reappears as a founding member of Next Wave, a new offbeat and more than slightly satirical superhero team featured in the eponymous comic book created by Warren Ellis and Stuart Immonen. The highest anti-terrorism effort, or HATE, which is a subsidiary of the Beyond Corporation, formed the team. Tabitha Smith's new team includes other second-string characters taken from Marvel Limbo, including Monica Rambeau, which is formerly a Captain Marvel, leader of the Avengers, Elsa Bloodstone, Aaron Stack, and a new character named the Captain. Everything appeared to be fine until Tabitha started nosing around and discovered the marketing strategy of the Beyond Corporation HATE's financial backers. Beyond Corp emerged from the former terrorist cell group known as Silent and intended to use HATE and Next Wave to further its own sinister agenda. Tabitha brought the files she stole from the squad leader Pulsar and... Tabitha brought the files she stole to the squad leader Pulsar, and Next Wave hijacked the Shadow or a Shockwave Rider transport ship and defected from HATE. Tabitha and the others fought against their former employers and defended the country against the usual WMDs unleashed by the Beyond Corporation on the general populace. The first biological weapon was revealed to be Fin Fang Foom, a giant lizard which clambered from underground and proceeded to wreck the building site. Okay, let's see here. I don't want to keep talking about Next Wave because it's not a lot to it. Alright. Let's see here. Tabitha moves to San Francisco to help with the X-Men's new relocation plans and resumes using the codename Boom Boom. While shopping in San Francisco, she confronts the mutant Nua, Forced by the Beast to confront Nua through research instead of strength alone, she discovers, using a thinly veiled parody of MySpace and Facebook called FaceSpace, the true nature of Nua's sedation powers, then nullifies them by consuming large quantities of stimulant, namely the caffeine in an unspecified number of espressos. Okay, so she got like a big caffeine kick. The bad thing about those espressos, she's probably going to have diarrhea for like a week. And I'm sorry it went there, but I didn't take it there. They did. All right. Tabitha is later kidnapped along with Serge and Hellion by the Leper Queen and her Sapien League. The Leper Queen attempts to inject her with a modified version of the Legacy Virus, which was a virus that had been cured years before and affected mostly mutants. When the members of X-Force arrive to try to save her, and after Cyclops refuses to wait long enough for Wolverine and Domino to take out the Leper Queen, they are sent through time to help Cable, leaving the Leper Queen and Tabitha all alone. Let's see here. The Leper Queen reveals to Tabitha that she had intended using X-Force to take her out, since Bastion will not let her take herself out, and that the plan was for Wolverine to finish her off and rescue Tabitha. Wow. Okay, the Leper Queen shoots Tabitha between the eyes, saying that X-Force failed them both. And after X-Force's mission in the future is complete, X-23 emerges from the time stream seconds before the Leper Queen is about to take her out, and then does so herself. So with the Leper Queen dead and Boom Boom saved, X-23 collapses in exhaustion just as a team of Hammer agents storm the building, provided Tabitha with medical care and taking X-23 into custody. The agents are given the order to take a genetic sample from Tabitha and then take her out, but one agent plans to have fun with her before taking her out. She is saved from death yet again by Warpath, who takes out the agents before they are able to actually defile her, and takes her to the X-Force safe house to see if she remembers anything about her kidnapping. That is a nightmare. That is an absolute nightmare scenario. I can't wrap my head around it. All right, let's get into, there's a little bit more. Boom Boom is later seen during the events of Utopia amongst the mutants assembled in Nightcrawler's chapel as they all prepare to abandon San Francisco for the base that the X Club has raised from the bottom of the ocean. She's among the first group of mutants teleported by Pixie to the new base, and Boom Boom is also one of the X-Men who defeated the invading Predator X's who attacked Utopia. Boom Boom, Iceman, and Colossus teamed up to defeat the first Predator. She joined fending off Nimrod Sentinel's attacks in X-Men Second Coming. Oh, wow. Oh, let's see here. Okay, now a Krakoan citizen. Tabitha was accidentally caught snooping around Sunspot's room by Armor and was informed of her excursion to extend Krakoa's citizenship to Beak's family. She was able to rescue Armor and friends from an ambush cartel hostage situation, and she later led an unsanctioned mission to anti-mutant state Carnelia to extract a teen mutant who had just awakened her power. It ended up with Cypher needing to bring in reinforcements and magic bailing everyone out. With so many botched missions, Tabitha wondered in her diary if she should move to Brazil to fight monsters instead. She was later recruited for the Breakworld mission by Cable, deliberately wearing her original X-Force costume, and she is part of the new Exterminators along with Jubilee, Dazzler, and Wolverine. They teamed up again when vampires were targeting Dazzler's fans. So she is like, she is not well known in comics, but she has done a lot. And I think that's important to realize that she has actually had her hands in a lot of things. But I'd love to know what you guys think. I absolutely love the Boom Boom character. I always thought her attitude was cool. She's been a fan favorite of mine, but let me know. Like I said, you can catch me on YouTube under Superhero Deep Dive. And leave a comment. That'd be great. You can email me directly if you want it. B4itall@yahoo.com. all that good stuff. All right, let me get into her powers, though. Tabitha Smith possesses the ability to create variably sized yellow orbs and spheres of pure plasma, fiery-like energy, which she calls her time bombs. These time bombs explode with concussive force. She can also produce marble-sized energized bombs, which have little concussive impact, and which she uses for playing pranks. She produced time bombs ranging up to the size of beach balls, which are able to destroy durable objects, including a Predator X and a futuristic Nimrod. Tabitha can also control the amount of time before detonation, and finally, she can mentally muffle the sound of the detonation. Under the direction of Pete Wisdom, she learns to focus her power as streams of concussive force. So that's pretty awesome. Like, that's pretty awesome. Alright, fun fact. Tabitha Smith makes a non-speaking appearance in X-Men the Animated Series episode, No Mutant is an Island, as a child orphan who, among others, Zebediah Kilgrave attempts to take advantage of until they are rescued by Cyclops. She also appears in X-Men Evolution. This version was forced by her father to commit crimes when she was younger until she became a student at the Xavier Institute and joined the X-Men's junior team, the New Mutants. However, her lack of discipline and mischievousness leads to her temporarily moving in with the Brotherhood of Bayville before Mystique evicts her. Additionally, Boom Boom is best friends with fellow New Mutant Magma and displays a romantic interest in Nightcrawler. She also appears in the Wolverine and the X-Men episode Hindsight Part 1. She appears in Marvel Heroes. Let's see here. Appears in Wolverine vs. Sabretooth Motion Comic. She's got a HeroClix Explosion Series figurine. Tabitha Smith, Boom Boom, based on her next wave appearance, received a figure in HeroClix's Giant Size X-Men set. She's got a HeroClix's Deadpool and X-Force box set. She's based on her 1990s X-Force appearance, has received a figure in the Marvel Minimates line, and she received a figure in the Marvel Legends toy line. So she's only been like a background character in comic or in the animated series. Lots of figures out, lots of like little game appearances and stuff, but yeah. But I tell you what, let me give you my final thoughts on the character. And we'll wrap this up in a nice little bow and get this series finished up with. So my final thoughts on Boom Boom. Boom Boom is an amazing character, and I feel like she's got a very real aspect to her. Like, she definitely fits her background. I've always found that a bit refreshing. She's got flaws and attributes that really make her relatable. Now, with that being said, I think she would actually be a perfect fit in the MCU. The effects could be pretty minimal for her time bombs on screen, since they weren't always visible. They were like little orbs. So you could do that as almost like a lens flare kind of thing, you know? But it could be like a little glimmer or something, you know, just to show that they're there. But then you'd have like this crazy explosion, and it could absolutely work. Like, and with powers like these, it's always hard. It's always hard to project them on screen, because sometimes they look really, really fake. Sometimes they just don't come across right. This one could be really easy to do, relatively speaking. But who would I cast for this? I think Peyton List from Cobra Kai would be great for this role. Like, she's got the blonde, cute aspect of her that Tabitha Smith has. But at the same time, as she showed in Cobra Kai, she can have a bit of, like, emotional damage to her. And trust me, as someone living in Roanoke, Virginia, you don't leave here without some kind of emotional damage. Like, it's just a weird place. It's not a bad place by any means. I love where I live. But yeah, I mean, just like with any kind of small town, when you leave there, you're going to have some kind of, like, just emotional stuff going on. But that's what I think. Like, that's what makes her so appealing to me, is the emotional range or damage or whatever you want to call it at the time. I like that aspect of the character. But I would love to know what you guys think. Like I said, you can catch me on X and Instagram under Super Deep Dive. You can catch me on YouTube under Superhero Deep Dive and TN2M Shows. Please like, comment, subscribe, all that good stuff. You can email me directly if you want at b4itall@yahoo.com. But yeah, guys, that's going to do it for me. I've got one more deep dive and then I'm going to do the finale. And we'll be all done with this. It has been one hell of a ride, and I'm so glad that you guys are here with me for it. But in the meantime, guys, until this next loop that we're going to go through, I hope everyone is blessed. I hope everyone is happy. I hope everyone is safe, and I hope everyone is smart. But if you're not smart, don't get caught. See you later, everyone. Bye-bye.